Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has ordered the police officers to investigate the murder of state Bahujan Samaj Party's BSP Chief K. Armstrong expeditiously and bring the culprits to justice as per the law. Expressing shock and deep sadness, Mr. Stalin offered condolences to the bereaved family, party and others. According to the statement by the State Police Department, 10 exclusive teams have been formed to nab all the culprits involved in the case. After post-mortem procedures at the Chennai hospital, the mortal remains are expected to be handed over to his relatives today. Meanwhile, BSP party workers gathered outside the hospital, demanding the arrest of the culprits and the CBI inquiry. The police tried to remove them from the road, but as the protests continued, all of them were arrested. The final rites will be performed tomorrow. BSP Chief Mayawati is expected to pay respects to the mortal remains of Tamil Nadu BSP Chief tomorrow in Chennai. In a social media post, Ms. Mayawati said that the murder was highly deplorable and condemnable and demanded punishment for the guilty. Leader of the opposition in Tamil Nadu, E. Palaniswamy, accused the DMK government of deteriorating law and order. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Odisha beginning today. The president will attend the 96th death anniversary of Utkalmani Pandit Gopbandhu Das at Bhubaneswar. Tomorrow, President Murmu will witness the Gundicha Jatra, that is car festival of Lord Jagannath at Puri. During her visit, the president will visit Udaygiri Caves and interact with the students of Bhibhuti Kanungo College of Art and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture. Birth anniversary of Bharatiya Jansangh founder Dr. Shama Prasad Mukherjee has been observed today. Dr. Mukherjee founded the Bharatiya Jansangh in 1951, which was later renamed as the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, in 1980. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have paid tributes to the Bharatiya Jansangh founder on the occasion. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Dr. Mukherjee made India proud with his strong nationalist thoughts. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva and other party leaders paid floral tributes to Bharatiya Jansangh founder on his birth anniversary. The country is paying tribute to former Deputy Prime Minister Babu Jagjivan Ram on his 30th death anniversary today. Former Lok Sabha Speaker and daughter of Babu Jagjivan Ram, Meera Kumar, paid floral tribute to Babu Jagjivan Ram with family at Samta Stal in New Delhi this morning. Babu Jagjivan Ram has played a very active and crucial role in the freedom struggle. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, is conducting the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMGE, in June 2024 today. The examination has been held at 71 centres in 50 cities across the country. To prevent any irregularities in the examination, 255 appraisers and 53 faculty members have been appointed as flying squads for all centres. Uttar Pradesh police has arrested Dev Prakash Madhukar in connection with the tragic stampede in Hathras that resulted in death of 121 people. Dev Prakash Madhukar was named as the main accused in the FIR filed by the police. Earlier, a reward of 1 lakh rupees for information regarding his whereabouts was also announced. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said he is looking forward to a positive and constructive collaboration to further strengthen India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership in all areas. Mr. Modi said this in a social media post while congratulating his British counterpart Keir Starmer on the landslide victory of the Labour Party in UK general elections. Iran's former health minister and reformist Masoud Pezeshkian has won the 14th presidential election. He defeated his rival Sayyid Jalili. Masoud Pezeshkian got over 16 million votes of a total 30 million votes in the runoff. The India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated very heavy rainfall over Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh for today, as well as in Uttarakhand, Chhattisgarh and East Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. After the euphoric T20 World Cup victory, Indian men's cricket team will be back with the young brigade led by Shubman Gill taking on host Zimbabwe in Harare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.